Huntsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston Mass, and other non-affiliated companies. Available in most states.
Disease.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Welcome. I am attorney Ethel Mitchell, and I'm so happy you're joining me today. We have a very exciting show for you. I welcome you to our discussion on the law. First, I have a few announcements today. If you'd like to pay less for insurance, if you don't have insurance, if your adult children are without insurance, if you know people without insurance, even if they have a pre-existing condition, be sure to go or tell them to go to healthcare.gov. There's a deadline of March 31st to get the Affordable Care Act. It's very reasonable, and more people need to sign up. So make sure you get there before March 31st and see what might be a very, literally, life-saving option for you. The other announcement I have is this coming week, the National Bar Association, which is the oldest and the largest organization of African-American lawyers and judges, are having their mid-year meeting here at National Harbor this coming week. So there should be some really exciting programs and a great dinner, I understand, coming up. You can go to nationalbarnba.org and find it. So let's get started with our show. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years, and I can tell you the law is a powerful force in our lives. It impacts everything we do, and the more you know about it, the more empowered you are. This month, we're discussing law and business, and today we are exploring opportunities for small businesses to contract with the government. The government buys everything. All kinds of contracts, all kinds of products, all kinds of services. And I have with me attorney Darrell Jordan, who is an expert in this field, and he's going to tell us about how you can get in on this multi-billion dollar industry. But first, we want to make sure that you can become part of the conversation. Write this down. My executive producer, Stacey Royster, will be standing by throughout the programs for your comments and your questions. You can call us at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. Tweet us at Law Talk EM and like us on our Facebook page, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is streaming live on my website, www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. And all of our programs are archived there. So please know that if you missed one of the other programs, you can go there, click on the YouTube link, and the program is there, as this one will be as well. First, I must remind you that what you hear on this show is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything that is said on this show. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal advice. Contracting with the government is Attorney Jordan's specialty. We noticed that a Nicole Parker of ELOCEN Group used the 8A program to grow her business. It's a construction and design firm whose contracts are typically $20,000 to $7 million, and she snared a $50 million contract from the Food Administration. So that's an example of something that can be done. Attorney Jordan is a partner in the law firm of Jordan, Patrick, and Cooley, LLP. That's a business and litigation firm headquartered in Fairfax, Virginia. Attorney Jordan represents and counsels companies, including the Black Enterprise 100 and Fortune 500 companies. His specialty is government contracts, small business development, and corporate law. Attorney Jordan is a graduate of Hampton University. He has two law degrees, The first from Georgetown University School of Law, and the second from the Judge Advocate General School of Law at the University of Virginia. So, Attorney Jordan, tell us about contracting with the government and unique opportunities for small businesses. Do you have any clients that have been able to go from a small 8A business to a multi-million dollar company like that?
I do, Ethel, but first of all, let me thank you for inviting me here today.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I'm thrilled to be here and in your presence.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Your audience may not know, but we have some history together.
Yes.
We've worked together
before. I used to work with Attorney Jordan's firm as
Ethel
of counsel.
Excellent estates and wills of attorney. I send all of my family members to her.
Thank you. Thank you.
But, the government has so many opportunities. And yes, I do have a little story about a client of mine. I helped this client a number of years ago get into the 8A program.
Okay.
And at the time, she did research from her basement.
So she started in her, basement. Okay.
And we helped her get into the 8A program, and she got a number of small contracts her first year in the area of providing research assistance to some agencies.
Okay.
About near the end of her term in the 8A program, and you have 9 years, I guess maybe the seventh or eighth year, we're reviewing her financials. And she, at that time, this company was earning revenues of over $120 million.
What? From her basement?
From her basement to a nice high rise in Virginia.
So hear that, listeners. If you want to do something like that, you need to call Attorney Jordan.
Now, I will tell you that not everyone will experience that kind of success. Like anything else, you really have to, you know, put your nose to the grindstone and work very hard.
Okay.
But it is possible. That story is not unusual. The one that you recalled and my client, those are not unusual stories of people working in the government.
In the government.
It doesn't happen to everyone, but it can happen.
It can happen. It can happen.
Harder. That's right.
Okay, so let's talk about what kinds of or what branches or what types of government agencies are there in general? You know, I know there's a federal government. What other parts of the government do contracting?
Well, there are opportunities for government contracting really at all levels. At the federal government level, which is huge. It's humongous. By comparison, Walmart, which I believe is the largest corporation on earth, planet Earth right now, does, I believe, about $405
billion.
Billion in business.
Good Lord.
By contrast, our U.S. government is currently about $3.5 trillion.
What? In contracts?
So,
good Lord.
There are tremendous opportunities at the federal level. But there are also, governments, state governments buy services and goods and services as well. And municipalities such as, you know, the District of Columbia, Silver Spring, cities. They also purchase goods and services. And they purchase these services from contractor local businesses. So there are tremendous opportunities out there. I would say maybe the larger opportunities are at the federal level. But certainly if you are in business, if you're in construction, if you sell supplies, you need to look at your state governments and your cities, your municipalities.
Okay.
At the federal level, the majority of the spending comes from the defense side of the table.
Okay.
Department of Defense and the Departments of Army, Navy, Marine Corps, those agencies. Homeland Security, which is a new agency. Interestingly, you know, being a new agency, they have to re-equip themselves with everything from office furniture to pens, the pictures they hang on the wall. So they're buying everything. My understanding is that they are in the process, that is, that particular agency is in the process of looking for a new home. So there could be construction involved there.
Yeah.
So it's just tremendous number of dollars
opportunities
that are spent Yes, but yeah. on the defense side. But okay, and there are also the civilian agencies, such as Department of Education.
Oh, yeah, that's a biggie.
National yeah. Institutes of Health, mm-hmm. all of these. There's
Food
not
drugs.
An agency that doesn't
yeah.
purchase
right.
goods and services.
So now tell me, are there special opportunities for small businesses? Are there special programs that help you to qualify if you are under a particular program? What kind of programs are there, and what does that really mean?
There are programs. Certainly at the federal level, there are a number of programs that are designed to assist small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also programs, depending on the state, and mm-hmm. this will be on a state-by-state basis. Some states have their own programs to assist small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And I hear Maryland does.
I believe Maryland, I believe, has one of the strongest programs
okay.
in the country. There's some states that probably don't have programs,
uh-huh.
quite frankly, but Maryland does have
okay.
a program. And then some cities have programs.
Mm-hmm.
The district has a program
okay.
that's pretty exciting. Not all cities have programs,
okay.
but the city has a small business program.
And what are the categories of programs that people can look into if they're looking into trying to qualify? And what are the benefits of being in those programs?
Okay. Let me start with, let's start at the federal
okay.
level,
yeah.
because
sure.
everyone has access to these programs,
mm-hmm.
no matter what state you live in. You,
okay.
You have potentially an opportunity to conduct business with
mm-hmm.
the federal government. One of the oldest, long-standing, most popular small business programs is the SBA 8A program.
8A program.
It is a program that is administered by the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
You have to apply for the program. You have to
mm-hmm.
meet certain standards in terms of ownership of the business, control of the business, the size of
mm-hmm.
the business. There is a rule that says you need to have been in business for 2 years, but you apply for this program,
mm-hmm.
and once you're in for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and the federal government provides all kinds of assistance to you, to include contracting assistance.
Okay.
One of the huge benefits of the 8A program is that if you are a participant, you have the opportunity to get contracts, sole source contracts. Now, what do I mean by that? Most of contracting at all levels of the government, federal, state, municipal, is competitive. That is, the agency or the government will send out a solicitation for
mm-hmm.
a product or service that it needs, and then everyone has an opportunity to compete for it. So, you know, large
mm-hmm.
businesses, very large
mm-hmm.
businesses might be competing against really small businesses for
okay.
a particular
mm-hmm.
contract. Well, in these 8A set-asides,
mm-hmm.
sole source set-asides, the government, all you need to do if you're a small contractor is prove to an agency that you can do the work.
Uh-huh.
And the agency can award a contract to you without any competition, subject to a dollar threshold.
Oh, that
that's
would be great.
Huge, tremendous
that's a huge,
advantage.
Yeah.
And you can get this contract, you know, over and over again as long as you're able to perform.
Okay. So
the other thing,
uh-huh.
sorry. Well,
I just wanted to say, and can you help people with getting these different certifications and qualifying for this?
Absolutely.
These different things? Okay.
And we've done so. Typically, in my law firm, we would get the difficult case.
Okay.
And that would be the case where someone has applied for certification for one of these programs,
mm-hmm.
and its application has been rejected
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we would come in, review the application itself,
uh-huh.
review the basis for the rejection,
mm-hmm.
and develop a strategy for overcoming the objections
the objection.
Of the agency
okay.
to get them to the program. In fact, the individual that I spoke with you about a moment ago, who I helped get into the 8A program,
mm-hmm.
that was the situation.
Oh, she had been
rejected
at first.
She applied for the 8A program and was rejected.
Okay.
And she came to our law firm, and we met, and I looked over her application,
mm-hmm.
and I knew after reviewing, I said, I can get you in.
Okay. So listeners out there, if you are interested in doing this kind of work or getting access to these kinds of programs, please contact Attorney Darrell Jordan of Jordan Cooley at Jordan Patrick and Cooley. That's right. Let me give out your phone number. It's 703-865-8699. That's 703-865-8699. You can email him at djordan@jpcattorneys.com.
That's great.
Okay? Or you can call me at 202-772-1988, and I'll be glad to give out your information. Thank Definitely. You. So now, what other kinds of programs do you help people into and allow them to get these big contracts, even though they're small?
Yeah, there's some small other businesses. Programs that are sponsored by federal agencies that assist small businesses, and I'll just discuss a few of them with you.
Okay.
The Historically Underutilized Business Zone Program, or HUB Zone Program.
Okay. Uh-huh.
This is a program designed to introduce business or more business into areas or sectors within our communities that have historically not been great for business.
Okay.
These areas are generally determined by zip codes.
All right.
They've been designated that based on surveys and studies, I believe, by the Department of Commerce.
Okay.
Where they look at these areas and they assess the business activity there. So if you locate your business in one of these hub zones, and your labor force, 35% of your labor force, of your employees, must reside in a hub zone, although not necessarily the hub zone
that the business is located in.
Then that could also make your company eligible for set aside and sole source contracts.
Well, that is great. That sounds like something I'd love to see more community organizations teach their business people about. If more business people knew about this, that would be a great,
and
sounds like great opportunities.
How that helps the community, if you locate a business in one of these hub zones.
Uh-huh.
And there are hub zones, believe it or not, as affluent as the D.C. area is, there are hub zones in D.C.
In D.C.
and in the surrounding communities in, I'm sure some in Maryland. I'm sure there's some in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing there probably will be some in the Baltimore area, and
okay.
There would be in other areas too.
So there's
there
something else businesses should look into.
In Montgomery County.
Right.
Even though as affluent as Montgomery County is, you could check.
I would still bet you that
there's some here.
Yeah.
Because I know there's some in Fairfax County, which is another affluent community in our area.
Okay, time goes so fast. It's amazing.
It does.
It really does.
Mention a couple of more programs?
Yeah, just describe what they are quickly.
For example, I know we have so many veterans in this area.
Yes, we do.
And there is a veteran-owned business program.
Excellent.
And then there's as a subset of that, there's a service disabled veteran owned business program.
I hope listeners are listening to this because there are a lot of young men and women who are coming in from the Army.
Indeed.
They can't get jobs, but they can make their own businesses.
They can start their own businesses and receive help from both the Small Business Administration and from the Veterans Administration regarding these types of opportunities. But certainly, at least with respect to the service-disabled veteran-owned business program, it also offers the possibility of getting sole source or at least limited competition contracts. And there's a great emphasis on this particular program right now because we've been at war for the last 10 years, and there are lots of veterans. And so these are opportunities that you should at least explore if you're interested in being an entrepreneur and you want to start your own business and you want to get a little bit of a heads up.
That's great. And they can contact you. And you can at least guide them.
Absolutely. And last, and certainly not least, there's a women-owned business program.
Oh, that's good.
Well.
Okay.
So you women entrepreneurs out there is also a program for you as well.
So let's take an example. I like to use examples because it's a great way for people to understand. Okay, so now this week, last week I had a cookie business. This week I'm going to have a cleaning business.
Okay.
Suppose there's Attorney Ethel Mitchell's cleaning business, and I do cleaning. I clean offices. I have people that go in the evenings, and they empty the trash, and they clean, and so on like that. Right now I may only have 5-6 people, but I want to get big. I got big dreams. Where do I start and how do I start?
Okay. I think we need to start here. First of all, I need to advise you to structure or organize your company as something other than a sole proprietorship.
Okay, and like last week's program, you got to be a
corporation
or LLC, something like that. Okay.
And the reason you want to do this and you want to do it at the outset is you want to limit your personal liability.
Okay. Now, so I get a corporation.
So your company is formed under provisions of whatever state. You know, you're forming your company.
Right, okay. So I got Ethel Mitchell LLC cleaning company.
Get all of your licensing.
Okay.
And if you want to conduct business with the federal government, that's really, you have your tax ID. That's really all you need.
Okay.
To
get started.
Get started.
All right. Then what do I do next?
Well, the first thing you're going to want to do if you're going to conduct business with the federal government is you're going to want to register with the System for Award Management.
SAMS.
And it used to be called CCR. And what it is, it's just a depository where all businesses, whether you're small or large, all businesses have to register with this program.
SAMS.
Online.
And you can do it online. And you can do it yourself, I understand.
You can do this pretty much yourself.
Okay.
And
all right.
If you need any help, you can find access to it at the Small Business Administration website. But most agencies also have on their websites pages that discuss how you conduct business with them.
Oh, with the agency.
And this would be a part with the agency, yes.
Okay.
And this would be a part of it because you can't do business unless
you're registered
with
SAMS. All right.
And they take information, general information about your business, the name of the business,
uh-huh,
where it's located, how it's organized, is it an LLC, corporation? It'll ask for
how many people
are in the business and also the industry that you're going to be performing your services in.
Okay, so now I'm registered and I got my 5 or 6 employees and I want to do $100 million worth of cleaning services.
Okay.
So can you quickly tell me where would I go to research and find what available contracts there
are? There's several research tools. Probably your greatest is going to be the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
Which is headquartered here in D.C., but you also have district offices located throughout the country.
Okay.
There is a district office as well as a headquarters in D.C., but there's also a district office in Richmond, and I'm certain there's one in Maryland. I would guess probably Baltimore.
Okay.
They are a wealth of information regarding how to get started in business and the types of things that that you can do. And I would certainly encourage you to pay a visit to them. But you can also get information regarding contracts that are available from FedBizOps, which is also an online resource.
FedBizOps.
That's correct.
.gov.
That's a dot gov.
All right. Okay.
Where there are that provide information regarding contracts that have been awarded and to whom they've been awarded, so you get an idea of what the agencies are buying. But then go to the agency site website themselves and look at their procurement section, because they'll provide a lot of information regarding the kinds of services that they purchase, the kind of products and goods and services that they purchase from contractors.
Okay.
And how, because each agency is a little different, how you contract and how you build a business relationship with that particular agency will be at their website.
Okay. Now, do you advise, are there conferences or offices where you get to actually, you advise people to go in and talk to people to get to know the contracting officers and so forth?
Absolutely. Most of the agencies have what is called an Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization.
Mm-hmm.
This is typically a department or directorate within an agency whose purpose for being is to assist small businesses and introduce them to government contracts.
Okay.
All of the big agencies have them,
mm-hmm.
And some of the smaller agencies.
So it sounds like there's a lot of help out there if you want to do this.
There's a tremendous amount of help out there. You do have to seek it out, but there's a tremendous amount of assistance out there to help you to get
to
your
do
business.
It. Okay. Yeah. We've only got 2 minutes left, which is hard to believe, but what would be your most important things that you want to tell people just briefly they need to do in not just establishing but growing their business? What are the people that you advise them to make sure to have?
Well, let me say this, and this is I speak to businesses at workshops, small businesses a lot, and these are things that I tell I always say to them at the end of my talks. When you're starting a business, there are three professionals that you want to, in my view, immediately establish relationships with.
Okay.
One is your accountant.
You need
an accountant that you can trust to help you with the numbers.
Okay.
Some people are in business, and they may have lots of business,
mm-hmm.
but they may not be making a profit, and they don't necessarily know it.
Right. Okay.
And then the accountant can help you with that.
And taxes. Yeah, that's a biggie.
Extremely
that's
important.
A really biggie. Yeah. Okay.
I also recommend that small businesses establish a relationship with a banker.
Okay.
Yeah,
you need some money.
You're going to need some money at some point in time.
Right.
And it's going to the bank before you go in for the first time. And they meet you for the first time, never seen you before, don't know what you do.
Yeah.
And you're asking
for
money.
Right. Okay. And then what's the third person?
And then the third thing I suggest that you develop a relationship with an attorney that you trust.
Yeah.
And the reason you need to do this is because the last thing you want to do is when you absolutely must have an attorney,
mm-hmm.
to go through the yellow pages. I guess we don't even have that anymore, to look for an attorney.
Right.
So
you want all that in place.
So our system is so complicated now, you really can't do it without
and you need somebody to look at your contract.
You need someone
before you sign
it. Your contracts.
Yes.
I have so many horror stories of someone who've come to me where I could have assisted them for a relatively small dollar amount, but they've gotten into trouble now. It's going to lead to litigation in the courts, and it's going to cost them tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay. Thank you all very much. This has been Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Thank you, Attorney Darryl Jordan.
It's been a pleasure, Ethel.
Give him a call. I hope you all would look him up. Next week, I'm going to talk about my subject, wills and trusts, and I hope that everyone comes back and I can tell them how important it is. Again, this is Ethel Mitchell from Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell, and I hope you enjoyed it and you learned something and use it to make a lot of money. Okay? Have a good day.
You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for another informative broadcast. To reach Attorney Mitchell, you may do so by calling 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Or log on to her website, www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
At this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and visit stjude.org today.
Disclaimers at cnctaxprogram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program and you won't make any payments to the IRS. That's right. I said if you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-321-0924 now to see if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. No more threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-321-0924 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. You won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-321-0924 now. That's 800-321-0924. 800-321-0924. Again, 800-321-0924.
1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. and WPRS HD2, Waldorf, Washington. A Radio 1 station and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Harris for Journey to Wellness. Around half of the current 90,000 patients on some kind of organ donation waiting list are African Americans. But there is a shortage of black organ donors. Victoria Dent, chairman of the Linkage to Life program, says part of the problem is that potential donors don't tell anyone about their donation decision.
Make sure that you inform your family because they make the final decision for you.
The Links organization has published the Can We Talk conversation guide.
We'll give them tips on how to start the conversation and how not to focus on death, but focus on life.
And research shows that the transplant gift is more likely to be successful with the better tissue match that shows up among the same race. If you'd like to be a donor, Dent suggests,
see if their state has a state registry. They can also sign the back of their license or a donor card.
There's more at JourneyToWellness.com. I'm Dr. Mary Harris.
What would you give for our babies? What would it take for you to show them how much they're worth? Did you know that thousands of premature babies die every year as a result of not getting their full 9 months?
I need to know, am I worth it?
Hi. I'm Heather Headley. Join me and the March of Dimes in the fight to reduce premature births in our communities. Join us. Together, we can make the research and education possible to help more women get their 9 months. Visit marchofdimes.com today. Marchofdimes.com.